The first major round of university offers for the year has been made to Year 12 students across the country. The university's admissions centre sent out 20,000 offers to hopeful university applicants. As the offers were released, so too were new statistics on the degrees which successfully led students into the workforce the quickest in 2017. The Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, highlights the issue.
Well, we see that around 3 in 10 graduates struggle to get full-time employment in the first few months after they leave university. Really, the world is your oyster once you leave high school. What we're trying to do is make sure that you're fully armed with information about the best opportunities for the future to help you make the wisest decision today.
More than 100,000 university students took part in the 2017 Graduate Outcome Survey. It shows nearly 72% of undergraduates had a full-time job within 4 months of finishing university, a slight increase on the year before. There's also been an increasing trend towards part-time employment amongst graduates. The proportion of graduates working part-time increased by 17% since 2008 to 38%. Simon Birmingham points out that employment doesn't always follow graduation.
It's not always an automatic ticket to full-time employment when you've been to uni, that indeed you need to work along the way at developing contacts, getting work experience, building all other aspects of your CV.
The research shows that last year those with degrees in medicine, pharmacy, dentistry and rehabilitation had the highest rates of full-time employment. The Grattan Institute's Andrew Norton says that's not surprising.
If you've done something quite vocational, like a health course or engineering, your prospects are actually pretty good. But if you've done a more generalist degree like arts or science, typically you'll take a while to find a full-time job. And certainly at this 4 month out point, pretty large numbers are still looking for work. Typically the generalist degrees have always had worse outcomes than the more vocational degrees. But things are, I think, slowly improving.
The rate of full-time employment for undergraduates who spoke a language other than English at home was 54% last year, substantially lower than the 72% of people who only spoke English. Andrew Norton says university students should do what they want, but be realistic about which degrees have better prospects.
If you're not interested in doing something, don't do it just because it's got good employment outcomes. But within the range of courses you might be thinking about, if some are doing better than others, that will just, if you take that better than other course, that will reduce your risk of not having a job when you finish.
The government and the Grattan Institute agree some school leavers should just consider not going to university at all. They say trade qualifications or work experience can be better paths to finding a job more quickly. Miles Morgan, SBS World News.